The best tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday,
9 to 12 p.m.
It's a good morning to you. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome to the best tea in the city. Card 959 Breakfast is back again. That is tomorrow. Now, the more you read, the more you realize, yeah, there's a lot that we still need to, you know, uncover. And you know, the onion is layered. We need to peel it layer by layer. Hey, guys, what is grief sex? No, but honestly, do you know about it? Or is it you, like I have learned this week, that there is something like that? Welcome to the show. We're on the street, on the air. Like I said, we keep discovering. And today we want to talk about, hence the hashtag, what is grief sex? And of course, the hashtag is not, is limiting it to grief, but it also goes to emotional pain. It also goes to trauma. Hence grief sex. Do you know what it is? Do you?
Hi, Uncle Tima Khatebe here.
Hi.
I don't know specifically the word grief sex, but I just know Ubutinje. There's sex for everything. Like, there is. I could be resigning at work and have sex with someone else I'm 17 and say, Guti, it's goodbye sex or resigning sex. So, yeah, there's different types of sex. So I've just realized, Guti, as in, like you're saying, Guti, we still have a lot to uncover.
Mm.
There's still a lot of types of sex that we need to uncover.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And the more you read about it, you're like, hey, Banna, there's so much to it. Look, we all deal with grief, trauma, emotional pain differently. Some of us turn to alcohol. Some shut down the world outside. Some prefer to travel. Some is food. And then there are people who turn to sex. And when you talk about grief, it's not only about loss. I see you only talk about losing a loved one. It is part of it, yes. But it's not the only part of it. It could be you just got dumped. And you're like, okay, before Samba gay. And then in that way you'll say this was like bye bye sex. Okay. It is grief sex. Are you one of those? Have you experienced it at least? And you shut it down. You experienced it, but you shut it down because you felt, no, this is odd. Well, it's more normal than odd.
The word grief sex, it's actually my first time hearing of the word.
Yeah.
I guess some things we experience them, but we don't quite understand what they are.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, now it makes sense. I experienced it.
Okay.
I experienced it. I had just found out that my partner was cheating on me, so I was like, you know, before I'm done, because I knew, you know, things were finished, you know, things were done.
Yeah.
I was just like, one last time, you know. So I guess, yeah, I guess I did experience it.
Yeah.
Without knowing what it was.
Yeah.
Aren't you always educating us? Siyabonga.
Bonga thina, siyabonga we mazulu. Yeah, hey, grief sex. We don't handle grief, trauma, or emotional pain, or even, I don't want to add stress, but I think it is part of it, because if you say emotional stress or pain, then I think it forms part of that too, right? And Khaidi Abakoni says, it's everyday tea on Twitter. She says, it's everyday. I said, what do you mean? It's everything. Grief, a bad day, a little inconvenience. You're like, yo, I need to. Huh? And I get it from the chemistry of how endorphins make us feel. I get it. That's what you're chasing. Your body says, I need relief from this stress. So for some people, grief works exactly the opposite. In fact, for most people, right? It's a libido killer. They want nothing, especially when there's death involved. Just like how some people will turn to alcohol or food as a coping mechanism, some find, no, sex, that's it. This works. All right? Because the body becomes quite shocked. And having sex stimulation drives the dopamine system into the brain, which gives feeling of optimism. It gives energy, it gives focus, it gives motivation, which is helping you to what? To cope with the trauma or the grief or the pain. Like I said, we all deal with it differently. My question to you is, even if you have suppressed it, have you experienced it? Go right now, kinahana Meghan Markle, Buckingham Palace, Prince Harry, on some, you know what? This is too depressing. Can we? Hashtag, what is grief sex? Tab.
Brati, the way kinahana kating grief sex, you know, you find a person who am data and then lashugana. But okay. Because one of you doesn't want to let it go, ufila hori, in order hori to make peace, let me have it for the last time. So, upilong ebsuku, but he or she still wants to go for it. And ufila that way hori, you know what, hamfe until kifila hori, I'm satisfied and then I'm done. I'll deal with it. Take the tolang, take it tolang. Some people, they do it. Maybe mutushoko fezikim making that, they still doing it. Some people, they do it because Bashugan, let me have for the last time, because unkutise pelepshugu, but let me have this for the last time. So that's the way kibonanga tengi hori, but they grieve in a different way when it comes to that.
When it comes to pain, when it comes to emotional pain, when it comes to trauma, when it comes to grief, it hits people differently. But like I said, hashtag, what is grief sex? We have 3 teaspoons on this.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on what is grief sex. Well, 1, it is the sex that brings emotional comfort when mourning. People who are grieving may be craving that solace of a touch. The feelings can be physical or emotional or even both. So having sex helps them get the touch and closeness they yearn for after losing a loved one. And also gives security that I'm not going to lose you. So be with me intimately. 2 is the sex to escape difficult feelings. It's a way to avoid, to distract, or even to disassociate from the emotional pain, from the trauma. That sex that brings momentary fun as a way to escape reality. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag what is grief sex? The sex to break the rules. You know that goodbye sex before a major breakup? There are those that before they resign, they'll do it in the office just to break the rules. Well, let me put it this way. You've also been to night vigils. Muletelo. And I'm sure Naldi Torihor. What is grief sex? That's what we're wrestling with today, if you just joined in, by the way. Have you heard about it? Have you experienced it? You're going through grief, trauma, emotional pain, and instead of wanting to go home, cry it out, no. Like, batlamuto. We know that sex is a painkiller. But even when you expressed you're experiencing loss, huh? Like death, like a breakup, maybe you're losing your job. Can grief really make one want sex? What is grief sex?
Tibos, can we talk about monate wa grief sex? That thing is monate. You know, when you are being played and, you know, I know I was wrong by also doing the same thing. I was cheated and then I had grief sex with someone else. That person gave me the best sex ever. It was so nice. Grief sex is monate.
We deal with trauma, grief differently. Others want food. Others want, solitude.
Mm-hmm.
Others just want, you know,
eat, pray, sleep, love.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But no. Mm-hmm. Others are like, mpemuto.
Yes.
Mpemuto.
But now I'm saying mpe that one who's caused me the grief.
Hi.
Let me grief go. with the grief. Well, there's no word for it.
Yeah.
The one that caused the grief.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. The instigator.
The instigator. Yes, Uncle T.
That's cool. Right.
Instigator of that grief one last time. Just for closure.
Okay.
Let me just grieve one last time. What others would call a pity.
Breakup sex, yeah.
Yes. That one works well for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tell
what,
us
what does it do? Does it close a chapter?
It closes a chapter because you're going to be giving it in your, giving your all, you know. You're going to be also releasing certain hormones that are fight hormones, you know.
Yeah, oh, okay, okay.
Once you're done, you guys are just chilled. You guys are just friends.
And you're free from there.
You're free from that, yeah.
But do, should you explain this to somebody else, they won't get it.
I know.
Right?
I know, because this is the person you're mad at. This is the person that has caused you so much pain. Why is it the same person that you want to be engaging in such activity with?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Just like it doesn't make sense for losing a loved one, Nosi, and and you can't help but say, hey, I want to move to him right now.
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, but you're grieving. It's like, hey, I know, but I need this.
Yeah. That is, yeah, that's definitely true. Because sometimes you feel like you just need that connection. That's something to help the spark in you revive.
Yeah.
Something to cover up. Not so much cover up, but something to help you deal with the grief. And how do you deal with the grief? You connect with someone who you know gives you that love, that I want to say endorphins as well.
Yeah.
But someone who picks you up. So
Jay Jumre, I think, has said it in such a way that I think it encapsulates what, exactly what you're trying to say to us. She says, maybe grief sex exists because one engages in it while grieving the loss of a loved one in order to try and find that connection again.
Mm.
The realization that their loved one is gone may be a tough reality to deal with. So having sex is one way to try and recreate that lost connection.
Sure.
It makes so much sense. Because also with grief, you've lost control. What has happened. So
it's out of your hands.
It's out of your hands. So the only control you can have is engaging in an activity where you are in control of the activity.
Wow.
Have you experienced it? Maybe you have suppressed it, Nosi. You're like, hey man, this is odd. Why now? Why here?
Definitely, I think I'm more of on the suppression side.
Yeah. Because it's an odd feeling in this environment.
Yes. And I like we were saying with control, I always want to be in control. So I feel like if, even though you can control the act, the feelings that come with the act may be something you cannot control.
Aha.
That feeling of, why am I doing
this? It's against
now?
The grain.
Yeah. So,
Why am I feeling all of a sudden happy in this sad
moment?
Yeah. Mm. I hear you. What is grief sex? Go to my Facebook page, please, at @tibozere, okay, and look for a man. Barekele sekhomake. I think the e at the end turns into a a. Lesekhomaka, omakama lesekhoman. He has the most funniest of comments. Listen to today. He just had an aha moment when we asked what is grief sex. He said, "Ah, that explains it. My wife's baby daddy died last month. I think Mugel still had feelings for him. And because ever since he died, she doesn't give me space to rest. She's always on top of me. The confusing part is she cries while doing it. So now I'm confused. I don't know whether it's moaning or mourning. I'm even thinking of moving back to my mother's house because I can't. Diabo.
Hello, sir.
But when again, you mean wabo.
Hi. It's in.
But, I ke, when you grief ke, I, you are seven, this is a
Fondon.
Hmm?
Fondon.
To get, I need.
For in.
There by the fence.
Hey.
Make, si fele. Is up?
I'm not that, that's all.
I mean.
Wow.
One way to guilt trip you.
I mean,
can you,
for a fatherless child?
I mean, I need to call somebody daddy.
Somebody.
You don't have to instruct it out of me. You don't have to say, call me daddy. I will volunteer.
You understand?
I mean, now we are volunteer.
Yeah. And you're gonna keep, so
I mean,
yeah,
fill the gap.
Yeah, understand.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Hey.
Can we just numb this pain?
You understand? Yeah.
Natural.
Hey.
Organic.
With pleasure.
That's right.
You understand?
No, Villa must make it.
Song 8, you just saying. Yeah.
Ima wena, my box is linking.
Malbona Liphoma.
Yeah. Sondel.
Yeah.
Uzap.
Bless.
Kabuz.
Yeah. Singakhuluma mfuthu. Yeah.
Ukhuluma ntoni?
So ikhuluma ngomso.
Indoda fanele isebenze.
Hey. Hey. Ingalali too.
Mm-hmm.
Because why are you sleeping? Really?
Ilalela.
Really?
Mm.
Existential question. Ulelele.
Ilalela. Defy gravity.
Oh, babe, wabuza. Ilalilale. You understand?
Thank you.
Umbuzo lo.
Pendula ngezenzo.
Please.
Amen.
Ungakhuluma.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had to do it?
Hey.
Yes. Angithi the angel of death ududulile.
Hey.
Njengololiwe.
Why dudula?
Why dudula? Wena ke uyaduduza.
Okay.
Duduza ke.
Everybody has their part, you understand?
Hallelujah.
Inkosi.
Akube
njalo. Inkosi.
Amen.
Yes. I can't stand you.
Wow.
Hi, yeah.
We're talking about grief sex. Have you experienced it? As in, not done it, but experienced it. Maybe you have also done it. That's fine. You can share that too. Call me.
I think the reason why grief sex is the best, it's when you're closing a chapter and you know, I'm never going to have this again. So let me just do it, get wild, and just enjoy. And especially if you know, it last.
You don't cast. Now everybody go to breakfast.
That's what makes it nice. Because it last.
You're a fool, Chris.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Grief sex is seductive comfort. It is intimate empathy and sympathy because you're embracing whatever that person is going through. Yes, you're serving itself its purpose because you are easing off the emotional pain and the stress that person is going through. So yes, it will serve the purpose because you're giving a therapy to that person to forget about what he or she's going through, but you're helping them through the situation. Although other people think it's uncultural because someone is in a moment of pain and grief and they give the unusual comfort or therapy to them. So but they're starting on my part because you're doing such things. So for me, it's a good thing because it serves the purpose at the end of the day.
All right. That's Zobs. Baz?
I've given grief sex quite a bit before. I remember this particular time. It was with a friend of mine who, you know, she was going through the most with her boyfriend at the time. And, you know, I guess she just needed some comforting. And I just happened to be there. And, you know, one thing led to another. And I guess it's something that she needed at the time. You know, when we talk about it, or, you know, the times that we've talked about it, because it's not something that we would talk about freely, you know, she did mention Kunanam, and it's just, she just needed, you know, some kind of reassurance or just something that she can do to just release, you know, what she was feeling at the time.
All right, Buzz.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.